Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Good evening. It is wonderful to be with you once again. I love you with all my heart, unconditionally. When you take a look at the world around you, and you see all the dastardly things happening everywhere, you can take refuge within your heart, which you do by letting go of the world happening, but diving deep inside of your heart where there's peace and harmony and love. Your heart can save you from all the destruction happening in this world, all the things you see and hear everywhere. Take refuge in your heart. Your heart, of course, is the self, consciousness. It is all-pervading, omniscient, omnipotent. So when you take refuge in your heart, the whole universe changes for you. Things may still appear to be going on the way they are in this world, but not for you. For you have contact with the universal omnipotence. Omniscience. Yet it appears as if I'm talking about two different worlds, but I'm not. I'm talking about one world, one universe, one self, which is you. And you become spiritually mature, you become humble, full of humility and love. And you smile at the world. You understand its nature is Maya, of constant change. You no longer hate the world nor love the world. Just observe the world, leave it alone. You start debating with people, arguing with people, trying to prove points. You just leave everything alone and leave everybody alone. And you're at peace with yourself and the world. This happens automatically when you take refuge in the self, in the heart. In other words, your job is not to look for peace or harmony or justice or love. For these are fleeting things in this world. Your work is to take refuge in the heart, in the self. Then these verities come by themselves. In other words, you become a living example, a living embodiment of consciousness, of divine love, of peace. Whereas if you just look for peace and harmony in this world, you're doing something external, and you'll never really find it. Due to the fact there's not really any love or harmony going on in this world, so to speak. The self is forever. Never changing, never deviating one inch. It's pure bliss. It is your friend, it is you. Learn to love the self and the heart. Always wake up with a pleasant smile on your face. Remembering who you really are. You can say to yourself, I am the heart. The heart is all pervading love. Therefore, the universe in which I live is love. Imagine waking up like that, with thoughts like that. Your whole day will be very pleasant, beautiful. You can hold on to it. Hold on to your heart. Feel peace and love. Which is your heart. Really learn to love yourself. Not your ego, but yourself. Where you're really the self. Remember, there are never two of you, there's only one. And you're trying to make the change from humanhood to selfhood. This is done by not reacting to the world again. By watching the world, seeing the world, observing the world. By understanding that the world is like a play on the screen. The world is superimposition on itself. You are the self. Consequently, your body, everything else is superimposition on itself. So there's only one. You observe your body, you watch your body doing its thing. During that, you never were the body, and you will never be the body. You are pure awareness. The absolute reality. As you think about these things, you become them. The worst thing you can do is think about troubles and worries. Always think about the heart. Always think about the self, which is forever. If you think about anything else, it's only temporary. It comes and goes. The good things, the bad things of this world, they come and go. Think only of the self, the heart. This is the reality, beauty, the joy. This is beingness. This is the I am that I am. Remember all the time at the beginning of the morning when you first open your eyes and get out of bed. That's when you catch yourself. If your mind starts thinking about the work that you're going to or the work, the problems of the day, catch yourself and change, make a change. See to yourself, I'm at my work. I'm not by source that comes to me. I'm going to be at these things. I am that, has always been, and will always be. That which remains the same forever. The substratum of all existence. The absolute reality, I am that. Just thinking about this thing in the morning makes me feel wonderful. I received many phone calls. I had an interesting call this morning from a lady, an Indian lady in Phoenix. I said it was very appropriate. I'll share it with you. She asked me, Robert, in my house I have a beautiful picture of Ramana Maharshi. And every day I do puja to it. In the morning and the evening, I play chanting tapes. I do arti, the waving of lights. I put prasad as a picture. I pray to the picture. Ramana. I've been doing this for 12 years and nothing has happened. Isn't Ramana supposed to give me some grace or something? Or enlighten me? That's all I spent my time, 12 years. Paying homage to Ramana's picture. And I feel nothing. Also, when I go to sleep at night, I think of Ramana's form and face. It is written in the Upanishads that when you think of the Guru's form and face, the Guru gives you grace, blessing. Am I doing anything wrong? What's going on? I reply to her. The answer to both questions is no. A picture cannot give you grace. No matter how much you pray to the picture, what you do to the picture, you can kiss the picture, but anything you like to the picture. It will not give you anything. It's good for your peace. It's good for concentration. It'll make your mind one point because you keep thinking of Ramana Maharshi. And you push to them. So it will make you more peaceful because it'll make you more relaxed. It will improve your concentration considerably. And as far as seeing Ramana's form when you go to sleep, your face, and expecting to get grace, you can't do this because he's dead, so to speak. You're thinking of Ramana Maharshi like a human being. Thinking he's in some astral plane. Ramana Maharshi has merged and absorbed himself. He no longer has a form. And only the forms of life stage can give you grace. You can either do one of two things. You can begin to realize that you can never find self-realization in looking at a picture, or seeing as a form of a dead guru. Or you can find another guru, another sage who's alive. This is a miniature Zen Ramana Maharshi. You will always hold him in your heart. But you have to realize only a live guru, a live sage can give you grace and self-realization. When a sage drops the body, you have to understand doing this for you. When he says he's never had a body, it is you who observe the body and say he's got a body. And never really been a body. Your parents are only for your sake. Therefore, I said, stop doing puja to Ramana. If you want self-realization, go find a sage. And surrender to the sage. This is important. When the ego is too big, you develop pride. You have a lot of pride, a lot of ego. You don't think it's running to the sage. You think of getting something from the sage. Instead of giving yourself to the sage. You must stop trying to get something from the sage, like self-realization. Self-realization comes when you no longer think about it, you no longer want it. When you totally surrender to the sage, saying, not my will, but thine be done. Keeping the sage's form and face before you all the time. The sage realizes when you're ready, then grace comes, liberation comes. But do not think of these things. Your job is to develop a tremendous humility. When I speak of developing humility, I'm not speaking of becoming a stepping stone for people. Real humility is strength, power. Really, nothing means nothing bothers you anymore. Nothing has a power to disturb you. To upset your equilibrium. You have a tremendous compassion. You develop loving kindness for everything. For the mineral kingdom, for the vegetable kingdom, for the animal kingdom, for the human kingdom. It's stepping out of your humanhood. Taking a step forward in eternity. Not comparing yourself with other people. Not trying to do it with anybody else. You simply see the stage in your heart all the time. And then you finally become the stage yourself. But when you let your mind loose, there's a catastrophe going on. When the mind will come up with all kinds of reasons why you should not be such a surrender to the sage. Why you should do this, why you should do that. The mind will confuse you completely. This is business. Job, the students are confusing. To make you go deeper in Maya. This is what the mind does. It makes you believe that you're an important human being. That you need to achieve great things. Accomplish great works. Take a good look at the world. Where are all the great works? The most important job you have is to find yourself. Yet the funny thing is you were never lost. So if you're never lost, where do you have to find yourself? Due to the fact that you think it was. We definitely use terms like finding yourself. You believe you're a human being with all kinds of problems, attitudes, karma, dogmas. Yes, that's not you at all. You are a God. You want freedom. Peace. Love. Act on these things. Become simple in your work. Simplicity is the key. And that makes it less complicated. And that goes into so many details about situation and conditions. There's a part in order to take care of these things in life. There's a power which creates you, so to speak, and knows how to maintain and sustain you better than you can. Yet most of you will not give you the chance to work. When you say, I can do it better, by worrying, by fretting, by trying to change people, change conditions. So this amazing power stops. It becomes dormant. It will not work for you when you do not acknowledge it. A good example of this is when you have a headache. The first thing that pops into your mind is to take a pill, an aspirin, Buffering. There's a power within you that doesn't let you cease the headache. There's a power within you that doesn't let it heal you, take care of you. When you see the aspirin, the palm says, oh well, she's doing it herself, so I will do nothing. This is how it is with every situation in your life. As long as you believe and feel that you are the doer, this amazing power that knows the way will stop working for you. When you say, I'm the doer, I can do it better. And of course you can't. And you always seem to be having problems of some kind of way. These problems only come to you because you think you're a doer. What I'm talking about is to reverse your old line of thinking. Well, you've been programmed. From past lives, from this life. Science of beginning to understand is perfectly and well programmed in our linear thinking. As an example, if you put a bunch of flies into a bowl and cover the bowl for a few hours, and then you open the bowl, only a couple will fly away. You must have been programmed to where the bowl is closed, and they'll be able to fly out. You'll fly around inside of the bowl while falling out, and there's no cover. Another example, in India, when you train elephants, they take a baby off them and put a string around his foot and tie it to a post, to a tree. When the elephant becomes a big elephant, they put a chain on his foot and tie it into a tree. The elephant with one kick can tear the chain and the tree out. But the elephant remembers he couldn't do it as a little elephant. So he doesn't do it. He thinks he's stuck. He doesn't realize his own strength. The elephant's been programmed. Another example, those who own a fish tank. If you put a glass between the fish, separate the fish, they can only go so far. And after a couple of days you take the glass away, the fish will only go to that place where you had the glass before. I'm not going further, I'll stay separated. These are all substantiated cases. And that's a work program, the same way. Think about some of your programming. The thing that you believe. See how your belief system keeps you in prison of your own making. Think of something that you really believe. Are you stuck somewhere? Or something's wrong someplace? And when you give it up, you're holding on to it. They're simple things. An example, I believe God is the rain, you'll catch a cold. If you're looking around about trees, you'll catch a cold. Isn't that true? If most of us believe this, we've been programmed to believe it. Our parents, our society, anyway, you see where I'm getting at. You believe you're human. That's all you are. You've been programmed to believe this. You're a human being. You're closed in. When in truth, you're all pervading. You're everywhere at the same time. In truth, you are the universe. But even though I say this to you, some of you can't believe this, you will not accept it. Because of your programming. Think of the situation and conditions bothering you right now. Something that upsets you. Some limitation you think you have. Do you really have a limitation? Of course not. But as long as your programming says you do, then you do. And nobody will ever be able to change that until you give up the limitation. So you give up your programming. I tell you that you are infinite beings. You're not what you appear to be. You're totally free. accept this as the truth about you. Act as if you were a God. A God that was disturbed by what they see, yet they such a feel. And God doesn't get angry or mad at anything. And God is not judged by appearances. You are literally and virtually a God. Why won't you accept him? Because of your programming. You may believe what I'm saying while I'm here with you. Once we're finished and go your way, you and Trace come to you again, isn't it? And you're driving home, you start thinking about being mugged, being carjacked. Are you going to wait tomorrow to work? Are you hate your job? So forth and so on. This is your programming at work. If you were totally free, totally driving your car, going where you're going to work, but you never think of these things. You'd be virtually happy with everything you do. You have complete and total happiness within you all the time. Things will no longer bother you or annoy you. Again, you get to reverse your whole lifestyle. You have to think in reverse. Go within, inside the heart. Dive deep. Leave the external world alone. You dive deep within yourself, within the heart. We will become free and happy. And all will be well with you. Peace.